Hello, this is Richard Martin of The Wake Up Call, a twice weekly podcast broadcast every Monday and Friday from Malaysia. It is Memorial Day, Monday, May the 28th, 2018. I have been broadcasting my podcast for the last 12 years, the first 9 years of which I was featured on Progressive Radio Network. For the past 40 years, I have been involved in the investment industry. My show deals with economic and financial affairs of interest to the general public, and the reason you should listen to my shows is that there is a lot of information contained in them which you will simply never, ever encounter in the regular media. In particular, I really think people should consider emigrating away from the United States. I discuss the ramifications of this constantly in my shows, and again, you will hear concepts you have undoubtedly never encountered before. What you are listening to now is a synopsis of my show for today's broadcast, which is sent out to my donating listeners. If you would like to receive a full recording of my shows, please click on the Donate button. You will receive 2 one-hour shows a week, and your donation will be automatically deducted from your card on a recurring basis every 3 months, which can be cancelled simply by emailing me that you no longer wish to support the show. The suggested donation is $70, but I leave it to your discretion as to how much you wish to contribute. The minimum is $35 a quarter. My email address is rwlmartin1@aol.com. My Facebook address is www.facebook.com/RichardMartin's Wake Up Call, and my Twitter address is www.twitter.com/RMWakeUpCall. Now, onto the synopsis of today's show. Well, I'm going to start off by talking about the horrendous growth of debt securities and loans. I did send out a chart about this earlier last week, and I said I would speak about it today. It's really quite drastic. The acceleration of non-linear consequences, that's to say consequences that don't automatically and logically feed on one another, gives a list of extremes that have stretched the system to the breaking point, and frankly it's almost endless. Anyway, rather severe and definitely a mouthful, but I think you should know about it. Then I'm going to talk about the Swedish government, which began sending all of its 4.8 million people a public information leaflet telling them, in effect, that for the first time in more than a century, what to do in the event of a war. Now, having lived for several years in Sweden, I can assure you this is not a decision that the Swedes might be tempted to take lightly, so they have very good ears on the ground. So that's quite an interesting development. The dollar has lost 98.5% of its value since 1792. I'm going to talk about how that has happened and what really makes people so complacent about this very grim state of affairs. Then I'm going to read a piece, a whole piece, by Jim Kunstler, who I follow regularly, and his stuff is really fascinating, and it's hard not to want to read all of what he says, which I, by the way, do, but bringing it to your attention requires a lot of difficulty in what to avoid rather than what to include. because he is so good. The Justice Department Inspector General's report on the current scandal becomes public very soon, and I'm going to talk a lot about that today. This should be the beginning, in my opinion, the opening moves of what I think will be easily, by far, the greatest scandal the country has ever known, outpacing Watergate by several orders of magnitude. Well, we all know that Trump is dancing to Imperial Washington's tune. His withdrawal from the Iran nuclear agreement is, in fact, the final proof of the deep state's invincible grip on power. Got a bit to say about that. I've been talking about that, as you know, for a long time, but we need to give it some space today. Google has merged all the data it collects from its search, YouTube, and other services, and has introduced an About Me page, which includes your date of birth, your phone number, where you work, your mailing address, your education, where you've traveled, your nickname, your photo, email address. And Amazon, by the way, knows even more about you, so we're going to talk a little bit about that. The report on the economic well-being of US households in 2017, published by the Federal Reserve, is designed to enhance our understanding of how adults in the United States are faring financially. So that's quite an eye-opener. We'll have to talk about that. The Defense Department is funding a project that officials say could revolutionize the way companies, federal agencies, and the military itself verify that people are who they say they are. Let's look at that, see what we can glean from the information at our disposal. Well, how about the MSM, the mainstream media, vilifying Trump for saying that he was being surveyed 18 months ago? Well, now Clapper, Brenner, and Comey are trying to say that spying is totally normal and benign. These clowns are freely admitting that Trump was spied on, so all sorts of other stuff. Quite a full show today. Going to have to speak fast, ladies and gentlemen. Open your ears, enjoy the show, and above all today, have a wonderful Memorial Day weekend, and I will be back on Friday. This is Richard Martin saying bye-bye. Till then.